This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Farmers have traditionally been seen as a core Republican constituency, but Wisconsin Democrats are making a play for the ag community ahead of this year's election. Hope Kerwin has more on the pitch from both parties and whether farmers are willing to listen.
Vice President Mike Pence has made a handful of visits to Wisconsin this year. His last one was to a dairy farm just north of La Crosse. Pence sat down with local farmers and a state legislator to make his case for how the Trump administration has helped farmers. He pointed to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which officially replaced NAFTA earlier this month.
USMCA is a win for American workers. It's a win for American farmers. It's a win for American dairy. And it's just one more example of how President Donald Trump puts America first, and always will.
Rural communities, especially in western Wisconsin, helped Trump win the state and ultimately the presidency in 2016. And heading into this year's election, the Trump campaign is hoping to secure their votes again. The pitch works for some dairy farmers, like Amy Penterman, who owns Dutch Dairy in Thorpe and sits on the board of the Dairy Business Association. She won't say who she's voting for, but she likes Trump's approach.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that he's working to get trade deals done in other countries that are fair and really focusing on those deals to get them done.
But Trump's trade policy has turned off other dairy farmers who question whether the president has hurt agricultural exports more than he's helped, especially after retaliatory tariffs traded with countries like China and Mexico largely targeted U.S. farm goods. Mitch Breinig owns Mystic Valley Dairy near Sauk City.
When we kind of do these hardline negative negotiations, you know, I think it's just hard to go back and say, yeah, we're going to do business with you because we like to do business with you. You know, those relationships are built over time.
Breinig voted for Trump in 2016, but says he's undecided this year. He feels like the Trump administration isn't aware of the economic situation that farmers are facing. He points to a comment made by Trump during a campaign rally last October, saying farmers would have to buy bigger tractors to meet the new demand from an initial trade deal with China.
They don't really understand my business. They don't understand it at all.
This frustration is what Democrats are hoping to capitalize on as they make a play for the ag community. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers called a special legislative session focused on helping struggling dairy farmers. And during a virtual campaign event this summer, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden said the high number of farm bankruptcies in Wisconsin could be linked to the Trump administration's trade strategy.
How many farmers would be in a better spot if their profits hadn't vanished because Trump goaded our trade partners into placing brutal tariffs on American cheese?
The question, in a year when COVID-19 has captured the public's attention, is whether Wisconsin dairy farmers will hear that message. Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He says that given the limited time left before the election, the easiest path for Democrats to win Wisconsin is not through rural communities, but continuing to win over suburban areas.
How much do they focus their pitch on these affluent, educated suburbs where they've seen real growth potential versus how much do they focus on rural communities and agriculture communities where Trump and the Republicans have really solidified their standing?
But Chergosky says it could be a mistake for Democrats to ignore rural Wisconsin. He says that would only deepen the divide between urban and rural communities that was so apparent after the 2016 election. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.